Okay, welcome everybody. I'm Mike here with Milarese from Walking Terra Christa, and we are doing the New Earth Consciousness Circle of Light call. Today is February 20th, 2013. As we were just saying, we put out the New Earth Frequency Update from Milarese and the Unified Whole, and it really speaks to the energies that we're going through this particular week from the 17th to the 24th, actually till the end of the month. So that's on our website, underneath the blogs, and it's also on our YouTube site, Hilioha111. So let's bring in the Unified Whole. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, angelic realm. 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Breathe in that frequency shift. And we call upon the three M's, Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma, to bring the platinum net around us, to remove away anything does not serve us from today, from last night, our sleep state, or anything in this week that is coming up that needs to be removed. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, it is stripped away. Then call upon Saint Germain with the violet flame to come up from our Earth Star, through us and around us to our Soul Star. The violet flame will then transmute anything else that needs to work its way out of our full body system. We call upon Paul the Venetian with the pink flame of love and compassion to infiltrate with the violet flame, to fill in any areas that have been removed. And then we call upon Lord Buddha, the golden flame. Golden flame is the Christ consciousness. It filters around us and through us, from our Earth Star to our heart chakra to our crown, out of our crown to our Soul Star. So if the Soul Star and Earth Star spin simultaneously, the golden white light in a clockwise direction around us, this creates our Merkaba vehicle, which is a pyramidal-like structure above and below. And we place spiritual mirrors. We don't place. The spiritual hierarchy places spiritual mirrors on the pyramid walls, reflecting back anything that tries to enter back to source. Breathe all those frequencies in. Feel those energies, and we will bring them back down to the fifth. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Take a deep breath and ground that into the earth. So for tonight, we would normally be going to the city a second time. However, we're going to have a change in programming. I went through a very profound experience yesterday, and so Lord Adama would like to come through and talk a little bit more about that. It wasn't that I read the blog of the New Earth Frequency Update and then experienced it. But it certainly seems that way. But the energies were here in order to facilitate going into a deeper process, and that is what happened to me. So we will talk about this. It is the etheric death process, and it has a lot to do with timelines and choices that we make in our timelines, and we don't fully understand just how and why these things occur, but they do, and they, at least in this case, they can come on very quickly and without any knowledge of my lower conscious mind. So we'll talk more about this. Here is Milarese to do the rest of the energies.
And then we'll bring in Adama,
And then we'll bring in Adama.
Okay, we'll do it that way. Okay, Kellen, would you ring the bell? feel those frequencies of the 144th dimension that we just activated to bring it down into our Antarkarana bridge. Colors upon colors, balls of light, sparkles of light, however you perceive them, coming down in through the Antarkarana bridge, which is the rainbow bridge, which is the access from our monad to the soul, as now we receive our I Am presence through these frequencies, into the soul star. As it spins in a clockwise manner, it's going to widen the central canal, and into each chakra, breathing into the crown, the third eye, the throat, the thymus, the heart, the solar plexus, the sacral, and the root, moving these energies down our limbs into our ankles and our feet into our earth star. As the earth star and the soul star spin simultaneously, feel these frequencies of light coming into your physical body through the etheric body, the emotional body, and the mental body as you receive a chakras upon chakras. Let's intend that we receive the 22 chakras through the 22 rays of God. Breathing deeply, we're going to intuit those colors now. Deep blue of will and power. Golden yellow of love and wisdom. Deep pink of active intelligence. Crystalline light of harmony and balance. White mixed with green and gold of scientific knowledge. Ruby red with flecks of gold of inner devotion. Deep purple with flecks of violet of ceremonial magic. Sea foam green representing resurrection and higher cleansing. Blue green, joy and attraction to the body of light. Pearlescent of integration of the male and the female within. Pink orange of bridge, the bridge from walking from the old world to the new world. Gold, integrating the Christ consciousness. Violet pink of vibratory communication. Deep blue violet of illumination and mastering your divine plan, along with releasing the mental mind. Light golden white of doorway to ascension. Light violet white of one universal being being activated. Multi white light represents universal white light. Pink gold, fifth dimensional divine intent. Magenta, your inner power and divine love. Violet gold, your true beingness. Blue gold of eternity and your divine structure. And platinum, representing the source of all that is, our completion of our God and Goddess within. Allow all these colors to infiltrate within you as you are activated with the 22 rays of God through the direction of your monad. And your I Am presence. Feel these energies coming in within your seven basic chakras. As we feel the oxytonal alignment of your soul and your monad, of your I Am presence fully activated within you. Feel the frequencies also activate your shoulder joints, side meridians, hip joints, knees, ankles, and feet. So you feel the totality of your one body of light. Feel that spinning in a clockwise manner as you activate these energies within your physical structure. Let's take a deep breath as we bring in the energies of Lord Adama, who's going to guide us through this discussion, and he's also going to guide us to the Lemurian Retreat House to assist us with the energies we are receiving this week.
And while Malaris is doing that, I'm just going to read to you just a bit of the blog from the, because you all haven't read it. I'm going to read a little bit to put it into context. We're here on this planet within the concept of oneness to be created. And it's the ones learning to incorporate their highest essence within their physical reality that are to teach others to do the same. So the question they were asking us was, do we do that, or do we turn our back on those who are hurting and in deep pain? And do we remember where we were before? As many of us are still learning to release more intense levels of pain as the timelines are now coming together. We're now experiencing the highs and the lows, the frustrations and the triumphs, so that we can understand how to balance ourselves between both realities and become the new reality of light. It's not so easy to accomplish when the statistics show that there are more souls hurting than those that are healing. If we are aspiring to the fifth dimensional reality, how does the alignment of the planets affect us? Well, it does, is the short answer. So, Mercury is turning retrograde on February 23rd, in three more days, through March 17th. And in the third dimension, we all know that equates to issues with communication difficulties, whether they be technological or between people. Christine shared that she have learned that the transference of dimensional awareness within her is beyond the fourth dimension, that her soul takes great advantage of these times to fully integrate and remove the parts of herself that do not coincide with the higher versions that have been integrated. This is what each of us also have to go through and have to learn how to do. We have to follow in her footsteps, only because she may be one of the first ones doing it in our dimensional frequency. So this week, we're being hit with the great central suns from the solar through the cosmic, activating energies within the auric level of Gaia. And we're going to be deeply affected because of this. Melchior, who came in on the Clarion Temple of Oneness call, who is the galactic logos, stated that all of the great central suns are gathering their essences to infuse upon the planet to create an upsurge of frequencies to allow each living particle upon the Earth to move into a deeper essence of themselves. And this is going to come with great challenges. So they have also offered their assistance on that call, as you remember. These are the energies that no doubt were affecting me. So I just wanted to give you that background.
Thank you. It is I, Lord Adana, with the Telosian Council of Light. I appreciate the opportunity this evening to share with each of you exactly what is occurring. So, we decided that we would take this opportunity this evening to speak about personal circumstances. How do we relate what the information that is coming through, and how do we put it into our personal experience? We listen to others. We read the updates. The important aspect is, how much do you incorporate within yourself and understand what is happening on a personal level? The energies this week, as has been shared by Melchior earlier this week, have truly come into existence to assist and not create havoc, but in that change, turmoil can result because it stirs elements up. It's stirring elements into Gaia. It's happening with each of you individually. Christine had an experience this week, and I'm going to share through her, since we're sharing each other right now, that was very unbelievably mind-boggling to her. But in truth, this is what happens when timelines are ignited and elements are removed and others come forward. Due to her availability of tapping into the unified whole within a moment's notice, and she probably cannot do it any better than, she probably does it the best than any of you, only because of her training of being able to do so, which does not mean that each of you cannot do it, but she has the ability to transform these elements within a few moments. And this is what we want to assist each of you to do the same, because it will truly open up your ability to feel your multidimensional selves, to allow those selves to come more into balance, bringing in your I Am presence. We all know that experiences here in Mount Shasta can be very multi-level, as the Mount Shasta is the root chakra of the earth, so it holds many energies, some of them lower, very lower, some of them very higher. It's in how you attune yourselves to these energies. This is why individuals are affected greatly here, because we of Telos assist as much as possible to allow people to feel the highest frequencies available. Christine has traveled here for over a decade, working on the lands and being affected by other lower energies. Mel and Mike have been affected. As each of you know, that's how the protection seminar came forward, and how much each of you have been assisted by that meditation. Their experiences have molded them to get to the space. As Christine, she has been followed by many of these beings through her entire life. She arrived here in Mount Shasta on a much higher state of existence, so she could no longer be bothered by them. But with the entranceway of Mike coming into her world, his energies were lower than hers, so she dropped her energies down, and then they were affected greatly. Only because their energies were not wanted here, because the lower energies knew that it would create great changes on a planetary level in mass consciousness. This is a repeat of Lemuria for them, as they were very important individuals in Lemuria. And each of you may have been associated with those energies. So the timelines are being ignited for them to change themselves. So her personal story goes more into depth, which I will not share as much with you. I think that she's going to be writing about this a little bit more. But she was greatly affected by these lower beings. At that time, Lemuria, we were hit pretty heavily with other planets coming in and very, very much affected by the lower energies, because we were trustworthy, we were loving, we were compassionate beings, and we opened up our hearts along with Sanat Kumar, everyone. That is why the goddesses went into hiding at a certain point. Well, Malarese was affected pretty heavily, and that control upon her carried her through this time. So she has dealt with it very well, but each of you probably know that she's been affected very much with a vein problem and having edema in her lower legs and with the weight, and she's had a hard time removing this weight. One being she's holding the light so deeply, but other elements were holding on to the of not allowing the energy to flow within her. There was an occurrence this week where some energies tried to do their dirty work, and due to her availability and Mike's energy, they were able to rid this energy out of Christine. Not quite sure where it came from or if it was outside of their house and it came in with them, but definitely this being had been watching them for quite a long time. As Christine released the energy into the fireplace, which is their central column of light, to the unified whole, that being was taken up to the unified whole. Now, I'll tell you, this experience is not just, it just doesn't happen like that for them. They're in battle while this is occurring, and they're pulling out all the stops for the energies. But it was the last of the last of the most intense programming that was put upon her and for the whole of the planet, for everyone else that was affected by these energies. Because as she connected to the unified whole, she saw this being in the unified whole being transformed with a violet light and being taken away. But before he did that, he signed a contract that he would never bother Malarese, Mike, or anyone else that was associated with them, that basically a battle of light had been affected. As she was cleansing herself in the bathtub, she was working with her legs, and all of a sudden she felt the emotion coming out, and that's exactly where the programming had been put in. So all her experiences in her lifetimes has been associated of either having a very weak body, a very strong body, but not one of balance. So as the affliction was in the vein area, there could not be a fluid level of energy flowing within her, and she felt this. So she connected with the unified whole, and she, of course, was very grieving through the process. But through the assistance of Saint Germain, helping her to realize, and Master Toth and myself, that what she had released was lifetimes and lifetimes of pain associated within her body. So this was not in her physical body until probably about 15 years ago. When she was doing such heavy-duty work, it came from the etheric, it was programmed into her physical body, and she's been trying to work through that process. That is now, the healing can now fully begin, and she's seen a difference in just 24 hours. So as she released that, she could feel the love and compassion of her higher self and her I Am presence to assist her in this process. As she saw this being taken away, and he was definitely the leader of the leaders. So I share this because this is the depth of her work, and this is how deep she goes into it. She realizes immediately that something needs to be done, because after her and Mike did the clearing, emotional responses were coming up for her. So as she centered herself to do a cleansing bath, she always works with her legs, and she felt that affliction within the veins of her legs. Now, she has been affected by an infection that occurred on her way out here, which was 18 months ago, and it is not at a bad stage, but it does appear every once in a while, and this is why this is appears. So now that you could say it was a curse, programming that was put around her soul, that anytime she tapped into the highest essence to do the work and service for the whole of humanity, that she would be afflicted. And now that affliction has changed. So this is her experience of this week. And this happened, I think, a few days ago. Now I want Mike to explain his experience. This is a great experience. What happens through this process is that you may not understand the depth that you are going when you're doing this releasing. So whatever is occurring at this time for you this week, surrender into it as much as you can, because that's going to allow you to become more that you're supposed to be. More of your higher self, more of your highest essence, more of all the words that we use continually, to bring that fully into your physical body, because you are becoming a light body. And within that light body, it cannot hold on to these afflictions that have occurred for you from timeline to timeline. So this week, through the essence of the great central suns coming together, you are learning how to find that balance within yourself within just a few moments of understanding what is happening. Now, Mike's story, he needed Christine's assistance. So he couldn't fully do it himself because he was in a I don't care attitude. I just don't want to do anything attitude, because that is the affliction that occurs in the etheric death cycle. You just are comatose. So I'm going to let him explain a little bit about what he experienced and how he feels today after last evening.
Well, I'll first start by saying that after Monday night's call, I fully expected in my conscious mind to be making what I would consider improvements and feeling better. I did not expect to wake up feeling the way I did on Tuesday after the call. I am, if not anything, I am a team player, and I put on a happy face. So I put on my happy face, and I proceeded to try and accomplish things through my day. But I was having a great difficulty in really caring about anything. We even, in the morning, or around noon, we went up and had a little sit down in the meditation room to speak with you, yourself. And I didn't even care if we did that. And just as an aside, he knew this all the time, because he asked me, "How are you doing?" And I lied, and I said, "I'm doing fine. A little out of it today." But I was really out of it. And in my conscious mind, I would just wanted to keep putting one foot in front of the other and keep doing what I had to do. And we had several things to do that day, which we didn't get done until around 10 o'clock at night, which gave me a sense of accomplishment that I got something done. We got out the video and the Unified Whole message, and worked on another one. But by pushing aside those feelings and just forcing myself to deal with my third dimensional day, I was very successful in entirely distracting myself from what was really going on. And as soon as I got into the room to lie down on the bed, I was hit with the revelation that I was beyond physically exhausted, beyond mentally exhausted, and beyond emotionally exhausted for this, what I perceived as this pathway, my life, now, here. Even though, as you all well know, this is my most precious pathway to me. But in that moment, I was done. And Christine was taking a bath. And so the only thing I could manage to do was, knowing that you and the team of light would hear me, I just out loud discussed my situation and how I was asking for help, but only because I knew I should ask. Not because I particularly wanted to ask. I really was at a moment that I never really encounter. I've been really tired before in my life and really exhausted, but I've never been at the stage where I'm like, in my physical body, I do not care if I leave now because the level of this energy is so strong. But I knew I had to surrender through it, and I said to myself, I'm going to go there. I think I'll be protected. I think the team of light can carry me. Didn't really think I was going to die, but I was perfectly willing to do so if that was what was required in that moment. And so I did. And then Christine came out, and she clearly knew something was wrong. And I told her I was going through a death experience. And so she helped me by doing the violet flame and by calling upon Saint Germain to burn away this experience at a much more rapid rate than I would have worked on it, because I was not ready to work on it at all. I was done working. So I could not have done it without her. I do not know what would have happened if she was not there. I do not what, maybe you know, you probably know. And yet at the same time, I knew this had something to do with something I had to go through, because in my conscious mind, I could not even understand it at all. How could I have come to this point after working so diligently and so persistently and so consistently on this path that I was now on for the last 2 years, 18 months or so. So it was confusing to my lower mind as to why I would be going through this now. I mean, I knew there was something from the energies, but I could not connect the dots until later. Until this morning, I thought about it some more. I didn't feel great waking up this morning, but I knew I felt a lot better. I didn't feel the way I feel now, the way I felt this afternoon after being awake for a number of hours. Because as far as I'm concerned now, I'm back. And I'm back differently. And I'm not even sure what that's all about at this point. It's unfamiliar, and yet it's perfectly comfortable.
Well, I would just want to explain a little bit about what Mike did go through. And we discussed this earlier today, and I think it's okay to share. Mike's pathway before he decided to come to Mount Shasta was very much in the third dimensional arena, but yet wanted to work on his spirituality, but he was not willing to sacrifice his present lifestyle to walk into that mastership pathway, and he probably didn't even know what that was at that time. When he arrived in Mount Shasta to spend some time here, when he left the East Coast, that actually he walked through that doorway, even though he didn't know he was doing this on a conscious basis. His life changed greatly because he walked into a completely different pathway that he truly wanted. He wanted, and he was willing to let go of his old life, which meant two children on the East Coast, which he never thought that he would do. But it was necessary for him to be here in Manchester, and he realized this. What he actually experienced is his death that would have occurred at this time if he was still in a third dimensional body fully. And I know this seems shocking to him because he always thought he would live for a very long time on the third dimensional level, but in truth, he would not be able to do so. And if you recall, we discussed a little bit, I think Christine discussed a little bit of what she experienced last year at this time with a choking incident, that she had made the choice to fully stay within this body with Michael. Because if she had been alone, she would be in Telos with us, and someone else would be channeling her. So this is an occurrence that has happened. These are the different kinds of scenarios. I wanted to explain this because both of their stories are quite different, but they it remains the same, that you are crossing timelines. In Michael's case, it was necessary for him to let go of the third dimensional body completely. And in order for him to do so, he had to recall what it would have been like through the death experience, because he's actually been living in both worlds. And this is what happens to each of us, that our multidimensional selves, this is why there can be parallel lifetimes, are coming into existence at this time. So this assists him greatly, because he was having a very difficult time and allowing his higher self to be fully within his body, beyond meditations, beyond close interactions with Christine on an intimate level, but in a day-to-day environment, unless he was in ceremony, it was not occurring. That is now the opposite. He's able to fully access his higher self through his physical body. This is the way that he needed to do it, and this is not always the way for everyone. But this is what was necessary, and I have to report, 2 years ago when Christine and Mike met, she was working on him to bring in his higher self. So this is also a very day of celebration. That you're allowing yourself, and each of you are going through your own personal experiences with these energies. This is why I wanted to show them as examples. For Christine, it was the healing of her legs, which in the last month she's been feeling, how can I move forward? And because the legs are not changing, I'm not changing, and I just don't feel good the way that I am feeling. So things erupt because we are bringing in those higher essences. I think these two are a good example. Of course, they have the availability of being here right in Mount Shasta and having that higher energy assist them. Sometimes they feel like it's not assisting them because it does hit them pretty hard. Living in Mount Shasta is not easy because you have to be able to move with the tides. So I wanted to explain this to everyone. I want everyone to think about what you're experiencing presently. Let's look back to January when the year started, or go back to 12/21/12, and feel the effects of what that felt like at that time and how you've had to integrate these elements within your life presently. And some of you may not be doing a very good job at it because you may be fighting the process. And this is the lower self acting up within you. It is a process that can happen. Christine is one of the lucky ones because she, I wouldn't say it's luck, she's worked hard at it. She's done a lot of inner work for many years to get to this point, and she decided to stay on this planet where many individuals that started when she did are no longer here. So she's had the adaptability to understand through each of the changes that have happened every year as the increasement of energies since the new millennium has been very astronomical. Every year it gets stronger and stronger, and now here we are in 2013 where we were not sure if we were all going to be speaking here as we are now. How the dimensions would erupt, and now we're in a process of allowing it to happen in the state of being that it is. In we are being assisted by the planetary movements, by the great central suns and the God force through these frequencies of light. This week is 1 week where there's a lot of solar flares. There's a lot of energy coming from the suns, and this is a direct result. A scientist would look at it and say, that was the reason. elements are happening upon the earth. Meteors, many different kinds of planetary events that are happening that don't usually happen in commonplace planet Earth as it was before. But these elements are going to be happening more and more as Gaia moves more into her ascension process. These elements cannot help but be shown, and there is an interconnection that is going on between the planetary structures and within the Earth's energy. So I want each of you to think of yourself as a fifth dimensional being, allowing yourself to feel those energies within your physical body, because I know each of you are being affected in many different ways within your body, within your thoughts, within your emotions. Each of you are trying to balance these elements out through the work that you're doing. And the main point I want to say here is, if you have an experience like Michael has, and you don't want to be bothered with anything, pick up the phone, get on the internet, contact someone who can assist you through this process if you have a difficult time. Melarese has us. We have been her family for a very long time, so there is a strong line of communication. So if you have that communication yourself, please utilize it as much as possible and take the tools that you have learned through this work and any other teachings that you have followed to really work within the higher essences, because as what both of them experienced, it can be taken care of pretty quickly. Michael felt completely better within a 24 to 48 hour. Christine felt better within a 15 minute. So, but that's where she is, because she's able to access her higher energies more easily. And this is what we want for each of you. We want each of you to be able to access this frequency, to get out of the thoughts that you have been in. When you're struggling to do something in your life, consistently use your higher self. And when something doesn't feel like it's flowing, then change to something else. Do your best in just researching and moving through the blockages that are there. Each of us within the universal structure, of course, each of us in Telos are physically embodied, but we're still considered the part of the hierarchy. So allowing the hierarchy to assist you in this process, because each of the Raychohans and each of the beings of the rays of God are here to assist with these processes, because we're all in this together. We're all in this together. We don't want any separativeness. So I wanted to share that, but I also want to take a journey to the Lemurian Retreat House. I want to give an activation, actually a balancing energy, to assist everyone to fully understand what's going on within you personally. And instead of just saying, oh my gosh, I'm having a really bad day, or I'm tired, or I need to eat, or what is wrong with me? We want you to become more aware of what is going on within you. Do you want to comment on that, Michael?
Well, I'm sure it would have assisted me to do those tools myself instead of letting it just build up as I was simply intent on distracting myself from those.
And this is important, and I know each of you have lifestyles that maybe you may not be able to activate it immediately. In Christine's case, it was later in the night, so she had already gone through a healing process. She feels the lower energies trying to come in when she relaxes. So during the day, sometimes she does not feel any pressure, but this is a sign that maybe some of you may also feel this. If you're relaxing, if you're watching a video or reading, you're in a relaxed state. You're not doing any inner work. You're not doing any other work. You're just being within yourself. And she feels fluctuations of almost like pinpricks that come towards her that's uncomfortable. And that's how they affect her. And that is actually on a communication. It's not someone trying to attack your energy physically, but it's through control functions. And this is how she knew that she was not feeling right. In the case that was going on with them that evening, it was much stronger than they realized. So it took them a whole lot longer than really just releasing some energies that are coming around. Because you understand, we're in duality. And you're not in perfect spaces. You're not in protective spaces. You're not in telos. Every time we leave telos and we come back, we go into the chambers. We cleanse ourselves. We purify ourselves. Even if we're doing teleportation and going somewhere, we come back and we do the same thing. So this is why it's imperative. This is why Mel and Mike have a strict rule about this. Because as your energy starts to shift into those higher dimensions, you're going to be affected by others that are not. So that alone is going to affect your energy. So whether it's something of a devious lower nature that is trying to survive in their own darkness, and they don't want anyone to be of that higher light, that's a completely different thing, you know. We interact with one another. You interact with people on the computer. You interact on the phone. You interact in person. It doesn't matter. Any of those are all the same circumstances. So it's really important that you understand what your energy is like, what it is to feel the joy within yourself, to allow that to be your role and your guide when you don't feel the energies as you would like to feel them. That's gotten a little bit off the beaten track of what we want to talk about today, and of allowing the activations that are occurring from the great central suns presently to help bring you in balance, as Mel Choir did the other evening. I think that's a beautiful, beautiful meditation to do, because what this energy is about at this present time, it's assisting in reflecting and deflecting. So in that moment when you may feel some uncomfortableness, you can remove the cords of the timelines, but then the new ones will come in immediately. You don't even have to think about it. It will occur for you, allowing yourself to be in that state of existence. So let's do that journey now. I want everyone to take a deep breath to recall their Merkaba vehicle. As it spins in a clockwise manner, allow those frequencies to spin within you. The 22 chakras, allow 22 chakras to be imbued within you just for this journey. Allow your light quotient to rise, to accept this light quotient as your full body system of your etheric body with your physical and your emotional and your mental all become one body of light. I want you now take another deep breath, and I want you to visualize walking through the forest in Telos. That's all we're going to do. We're not going to merge with our Merkabas. We're just going to feel the intention of walking through the forest in Telos, as we have done before, down the garden pathway. Let you take a deep breath and feel the essence of the Telosian energy that is a remembrance of your Lemurian energy. This is where you can start to feel what it was like before things started erupting for us. When we had a beautiful life together in Lemuria. And everyone worked within each other. There was blissfulness. There was the temples. There were the priests and the priestesses. The gods and the goddesses. Everyone worked within, no matter what level they were working on. As we walk to the garden, to the pathway, we see the Lemurian retreat house in front of us. We step downwards into the entranceway. And we're going to walk down the spiral staircase to our meeting area. There are many Telosians standing by and watching and connecting with you. Now, as we walk into our meeting area, you will see again it is filled with many different kinds of seats, sofas, and chairs. We're not going to, I want you to come right up into the center, which we call the staging area, that is actually going to step downwards from the sitting area. And there's going to be chairs for each of you to sit there. And take a moment and find your position. We dim the lights. And within the room now, the violet flame is in all the corners of the room. In fact, the violet flame is filtering many flames within the violet. So as the, almost like a flame of an ascension column, that's how you can picture it, in each of the corners. And then those flames blend to the next one. So there's kind of like wavy lights that are going all the way around the room. And as they go around the room, they're at the top of the ceiling and all the way to the floor. So we're sitting here in the violet flame energy. And it's not just the purely violet, it's a mixture of all different frequencies. I sit here in the middle with a Saint Germain. And I have Melchior with me. All the logos of each of the solar, the galactic, the universal, the multi-universal, and the cosmic. Lord Melchizedek is here. Helios and Vesta. The elders that surround the throne of grace. I want you to just take a moment as we go into a little bit of an explanation about timelines. We talk about a lot about timelines in the last year. Before that, we call them lifetimes. Timelines are actually frequencies of energy that are directed from a lifetime that you experienced, that you're still holding onto within your etheric body. Now, it stays within the etheric body because the etheric body is your traveling body. That is your soul's essence. The etheric body represents all these lifetimes that you experience, good and bad. And we've done a lot of work with the timelines through MLRSA, not just in my program, but in all the programs, to assist each of you to understand what timelines are. Because as we move into the higher frequencies, we're going to be receiving more knowledges and explanation of the multidimensional self that is now becoming active and available for this information to be sent to each of you. So I'm going to be using MLRSA very deeply this year to assist in this process, to help with the understanding. Because you may think of a lifetime as an experience, a remembrance, a deja vu, a dream of where you were in another place at another time. But then there is the timeline that is ignited within your etheric body. Now, this timeline doesn't necessarily have a purpose, except that you experienced that energy, and it's still within that etheric body because it was never rejected or it was never accepted. It's just there. It may not have served any purpose in any of your other lifetimes, but it's always been there since the beginning of your existence within any structures, whether they're galactic, whether they're cosmic, whether they're human, whether they're Telosian, whether they are angelic. That timeline is within you. Now, what happens within this also is you have timelines that are ignited within you to receive your gifts. These are the timelines that you are accepting presently. And some of you may know about these timelines. You may have a special way of doing things. You may like gardening. You may do very well with plants. So that's a timeline from a previous lifetime where that was a special gift and you're igniting that now. The purpose of these timelines is to assist you in activating them. The ones that we don't want activated, we no longer need. The etheric body doesn't have to be clogged up with these other energies because it doesn't serve the purpose of your total light body system. It won't serve the purpose of the crystalline body. It serves the purpose of the now. And this present experience of your multidimensional self. Now, your etheric body doesn't know any difference. It doesn't have a consciousness. It just is there. The consciousness comes from your higher self. The consciousness comes from your physical self, but that's what else everyone is working with. To allow the lower self to blend with the higher self in the physical body, without your body, you would not have the subconscious. So we fully want to bring in the higher self energies of your superconscious, the aspect of yourself from the depth that you have been, so that you can access the timelines of all those lifetimes that are very important for you now. And your higher self knows which ones are. And he or she also knows which ones aren't. And believe me, a lot of your timelines that are not good for you are being ignited for your subconscious and your consciousness to say, I don't need this any longer. But sometimes that is not the case. It becomes more of what you were before. So this is what we want to assist you with, and that's what the energies are about this week. So if we reflect on the violet flame right now, we want everyone to leave this room different than when they came in. We want everyone to be more balanced. We want everyone to be more loving towards the self. If we reflect upon the course that we did of the Telosian Way, you may be able to access any of those experiences that you had that will help you in this time frame to fully come into acceptability of your multidimensional self. Because as in Michael's case, he let his third dimensional self blend within his fourth and fifth dimensional self of the higher self. So allowing that higher essence to blend within you, the third dimensional self does not go away. But what happens is all the bad elements that happened, or what was perceived to have happened, which in his case was the truth, he removed. And this is the etheric death experience. And I'm sure many of you have experienced this, because what happens is when you remove timelines, you can very well have death experiences. I know Christine has had many through her work, especially her shamanic work and the work as native energies. So But these are very appropriate death experiences because you are bringing forth those aspects, those abilities that Michael has from his third dimensional life that was not very long ago, come into his reality now. He allows that part of his self to be activated that he needs. And the part that he doesn't need is removed. The part that didn't allow him to see that there was a higher purpose for himself a very long time ago that he didn't acknowledge because of the illusions that he had in front of him, which is very much part of the third dimensional reality. That has now shifted. He has walked into a new world. Literally. Literally. And this is what we want for each of you. And this does not mean that you remove your relationships that are in that third dimensional world, but you will feel differently towards them. It cannot be helped. Things will change, but not to the extent that the third dimensional mind thinks. Because the third dimensional mind thinks good or bad, that there is no in between. And what we want you to realize that there is, that is the balance. That is the all that is. That is the circle of your essence, of being part of this and part of that. It doesn't mean that you take the bad aspects and the good aspects and you bring them into balance. That's not what we want. We want you to remove the bad aspects, to find the good aspects and bring them into balance within you to allow your physicality to change in that process. Like in Christine's case, changing her body, allowing the healing to occur. In her case, she was being controlled by an outside force that allowed her to heal to a certain point, but there still was a problem. And it didn't allow her to say, I need to take my vitamins, or I need to drink more water, or I need to use my elixirs, or whatever. That process stopped her. That's now removed. That is now removed. She doesn't have to worry about that any longer because of what was held in her etheric body, of the timelines associated with that control. It's not the control that is happening now. It is the control that was in the etheric memory. And this is what we talk about so deeply. So let us all take a deep breath. I want you to reflect on your feelings this week, or last week, or since the beginning of the year. What are you feeling now with the energies that have come in since, I think, about Sunday? And they're coming forth, and they're going to be active through the 24th. And these energies, we want them to be balanced within you. So I want you just to feel your essences, allow them to come up. As the violet flame now is being activated within the room, our area here, we have a flame. I want each of you to stand, and I want you to take any essences from any parts of your body, specifically your heart or your solar plexus, even your mind, and I want you to take those parts that you don't like that are coming up for you right now to be put into the flame. Thank you. now feel the violet flame completely around you. It's around you and it's filtering inside of you. It's coming down into your crown. It's filtering to your earth star, your soul star, and it's all around you. Allow it to go into the etheric body. Maybe you're not quite sure what it is that you are going through. Allow the flame to take care of it for you. Essences within your etheric body to be removed through the violet flame. I am Saint Germain. Allow yourself to fully embrace this essence in this moment as we bring the great central suns together in this room. Of all the essences that are coming in, allow ourselves to be in balance. Because you see what happens with individuals. They don't allow themselves to balance through the process. They just feel the intensity of the energies. And they don't fully acknowledge that they are a divine being that can make anything manifest or desired. Through the process. If you utilize the violet flame of the transmutation, you allow the essence to fully come within, to be removed in your etheric system. At this moment, you may feel sensations within your physical body because that it means they are being ignited through the physical for you to feel. It could be your emotions. Maybe you are emotional or maybe anger is resulting. Allow it to go into the violet flame with the breath of the air that you take. Allow the transmuting flame to come fully within you to express the essence of all that is. We call upon the great central suns in this moment to assist in this process. We are the great central suns of the light. Raise the essence of your energies now. We take the flame from your etheric body into our essence to be burned in the atmospheres to allow the transmutation to occur in your entire essence of light. As we walk around each of you now, we are one with you. You are solar, you are galactic, you are universal, multi-universal, and cosmic light. Ignite! 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 Om, allow your feelings to change. Of light, of the golden, of the colors, in many levels igniting within you. Now embrace the activation of your creative process. You are all of these, accept your divinity and allow the timelines that are being ignited in this moment to deeply, as allow these particles of light to filter within you. Allow the balance to occur. We ask of you to reflect upon this through this week, to reflect into these energies, to allow yourself to write what you're feeling or talk what is happening. Allow the activation to occur, because this is the most important activation of this month, of this year so far. This is your divine essence activating through your physical body. Express it within you. Allow it to flow within you. Cleanse the parts that don't fit and embrace the ones that are activating within you. Allow your dream state to be active. Allow your thoughts of your divine essence to come flowing in you. Breathe deeply. Allow your chakras to spin, and then allow your higher self to express to you the essence that is coming. Many of you will not understand, but that is okay, as long as you surrender into the process of elimination and creation. It is a beautiful moment in these essences to express this divinity upon yourself. Take a moment and fully reflect as the pink flame of Pulvination is now being activated within your flame. Feel the essence of the violet and the pink blending together. This is the vibratory energy that is necessary for you to expand yourself with these colors and colors of light. Allow the essence of the beauty that is occurring. Allow yourself to feel the embracement of your creative essence within the transformation that is occurring in all levels. Feel your etheric body as it blends into your physical body. Feel more balanced and flowing. Allow it to flow through you. Allow it to expand within you as you will express it outside of you. Take these moments of this week and allow yourself to understand within your own consciousness what it is that you are experiencing. Breathe deeply onto it. Breathe deeply, deeply, deeply. Allow it to infiltrate into your etheric body. Take a moment and with your intuitive self, take a breath and feel the etheric body outside of the physical body in the eggshell of your aura. What does it feel like? Is it more flowing? Because the timelines that are necessary to be removed will show up. Until they are ready to be removed, they will not show up. until you are ready to accept the new timelines activating within you. See them as a sparkle of light, and allow that sparkle of light of the activation of the new timelines to come into your heart center. Allow that expansion within the balance that you are creating within your masculine and your feminine divine to fully be active within the heart. Always within the heart. Allow the heart to guide you. Allow the male and the female to be in the balance. If they are not in balance, then you will react adversely to anything that you are experiencing. We want you to feel the balance of this essence totally within your physical structure. We of the great central suns are divinely guided to express to you through the words of this messenger with great honor of expression that we are. Holy light, holy one, holy light, holy one. That we are in one. It is I, Lord Adama, once again. Let us just take a moment and breathe deeply, because these particles of light that are coming through you may not be fully activated through all aspects of your being. But it's important for you to acknowledge what is occurring for you in this moment. Please know, as the days go on, you will still feel more fluctuations occurring for you. And I promise you this, through the changes of Mercury retrograde, you're going to experience a higher level of extension. You don't have to be in the third dimensional reality. Allow yourself to extend outside of that framework, because this is your destiny, to fully feel these essences. You may return to the Lemurian Retreat House to work on these elements even deeper. We have only hit the surface with what we have experienced in this meditation and this activation. It is now time for us to leave, but as we leave, we walk up the steps into the living area, and there are many Telosines that want to acknowledge you, some that you probably have met in your sleep time or the other visits that you have had here. Let's just take a moment and embrace the changes that are occurring in each of us as assisting Gaia and humanity on a much deeper level. But you must keep your lower energies out of this. This only comes from your highest essence. Allow the lowest essence to blend into the higher. That is your goal through this process. That will create the balance. Let's take a deep breath. We now leave the meeting room and walk up the spiral staircase. All the colors of light are everywhere. As we exit the Lemurian Retreat House and walk through the forest. As you walk through the forest, you'll slowly be feeling yourself coming back into your physical body more fully than you are now. With each step, feel yourself moving back into the physical essence, deeply into the physical. Feeling your Earth Star and your Soul Star, activating the quartz, activating your essence into Gaia in this moment. I thank you so much for allowing me to assist in this process of this week. We may have surprise meetings like this every so often as the energy shifts and changes, as I want to help, as the Toulousing Council has made it our duty to work through Melarese to assist each of you in this process. That is our goal. There will be more to come. Many blessings. I hold my arms deeply around each of you for this pathway that you are walking upon. In the light that we are, Aluna. This is Christine Melarese. Thank you so much for joining us for this special meeting with Lord Adama and the Toulousings, and helping us through the balance of these energies that are coming into the earth plane. Namaste.
Thank you, everyone.